Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Beat the bank. Your chance to win up to $1,000 coming up in less than 40 minutes. In fact, 35 minutes from now. Yesterday, single mama, Noelle Emily, won $450.
Yes, she did.
But if she would have stayed a little bit longer in that vault, she could have won $880.
Yeah.
But she didn't know.
Right. Because then came Dylan Crisp, who won $540. He made the right choice because that only went up $10 and then the vault closed. You never know when the vault's going to close.
Decision's decision.
We change it up every single time. Play with us. Coming up in 35 minutes. Beat the bank.
And I wish that I could show you how you changed my life. This child, you're a miracle to me.
This is one of our many Kids Kids songs. Now, Kids Kids is the charity that Kid Craddock started. He's the one that started this show as well.
Yeah.
And that's where we take chronically and terminally ill children and their families, brother, sister, mom, dad, sometimes grandma, take them to Walt Disney World in Florida, and we give them access to all the parks.
It's a five-day trip.
Five-day trip. Yeah. Hotel taken care of, foods. Everything is taken care of thanks to you. Thanks to you for listening and for donating that one day we do Kids Kids Day.
Mm-hmm.
We put this trip together, and man, we have one of those trips of a lifetime. We get to do it every year.
Yep.
But we do it for these families because it creates memories. And when we go on these trips, we do form friendships with some of these families. And there's a little guy named Rowan Windham who went on the trip, man, I want to say 3-4 years ago. And I attached myself to him.
Yeah.
It was right around the time my wife Kinsey and I had my first son. And for some reason, I just pictured my son, Case, in Rowan. And I hung out with him a lot on that trip.
Yeah, and you guys have stayed in touch.
We've stayed in touch. And Rowan has actually worked with all of us because he started trying to raise money for Kids Kids after the trip.
Does his own little fundraiser.
Yeah, he does his own little fundraiser. By the way, you can go to kidskids.com. That's the charity website. If you want to check out past videos and pictures of
KIDDS.com.
You get to see where your money goes on this trip. So Rowan started raising money for Kids Kids, and he's raised not just hundreds, thousands of dollars in the last few years by selling his autograph, little pictures of him in Disney World. He sold lemonade. He started a lemonade stand. I mean, you name it, Rowan's done it, and he donates every cent to Kids Kids. And he's still battling. He's still been in the hospital quite a bit. But he made it on national news.
Wow, really?
The other day, yeah.
Tell me about this.
Take a listen to this, Al.
The Texas National Guard has a brand new recruit. He is brave, he's inspiring, and he's only 8 years old. Rowan Windham is battling a rare disorder that doesn't allow his bone marrow to function correctly. But for years, he has dreamed of joining the military, and now Camp Mabry in Austin, Texas, is making that happen.
This is the best day ever of my entire life.
I should love to help others and help people.
At the end of that ceremony, he was given a pair of spurs, recognizing his ability to move forward. He is scheduled to receive a bone marrow transplant in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and we talked about this before. It's his brother and sister went in to get matched, and his sister ended up being his bone marrow match.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have his mom on the phone. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
We're doing
great. Great. Where are you guys right now? Are you guys in Seattle or are you guys still home?
No, not yet. We leave Saturday. He and I fly out on Saturday to go to Seattle.
And that's the big trip. That's where he's going to have the transplant?
Well, no. He hasn't been medically cleared for it. We did the hard part. We got Zoe as the match.
Mm-hmm.
But he has some other issues with intestines. And so we're going up there to see the intestinal failure clinic and some other specialists to try to get him prepped for it or, you know, medically cleared where they'll say it's a go.
Now I've told you that Rowan has spent most of his free time raising money for Kids Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when he doesn't have free time, he's usually in the hospital because if you were to guesstimate, Carrie, how the percentage of time that Rowan spent in the hospital in the last year would be what?
Well, he spends, he goes every week to the infusion clinic for a full day where he gets all his infusions and gets topped off. But we have spent 1,000 days total in the hospital, and it's usually anywhere from 50 to 100 days a year that he is actually admitted, and most of it in the intensive care, unfortunately.
Wow. That's the best.
And he always has this great, where did he get that great attitude from? Because, man, if that were me or Al, would you be able to? No way.
Man, I'd be a mess.
Don't even bring me into this.
We know what Kelly would be like if she was
I'd be a mess.
Right. Well, that's God-given for sure, because everybody always asks me how I stay sane, and I just say, you know, how am I going to wake up and tell him when he's so happy and positive, no, this stinks. Today we're going to cry, you know?
Right.
It's really infectious the way he handles it.
Well, think about that. Next time you kind of moaning and complaining about, I got to take my kid to soccer, I got to take my kid to ballet, I got to take that kid to the hospital, I mean, on a regular basis.
So Carrie, we'll find out if he's medically cleared after this trip, and we're all crossing our fingers that he is good to go.
Thank you very much.
Now, I know Zoe, his sister, is the match. Have you prepared her for the needle thing? Because she is deathly afraid of needles.
She says she can do it. She's really okay.
Okay,
we all think
good.
That's probably why she was the one that's the match, but maybe she needs to be.
So after the procedure, how are they expecting Rowan's life to change?
He has multiple issues, but this should clear up part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, he requires right now daily Neupogen. It's the IV infusion that helps it boost his bone marrow. And he goes for these weekly infusion clinics. Hopefully he wouldn't require any of that anymore. He would still have the different issues he has with his brain and with his gut, but it would improve the bone marrow and his blood and bone marrow issues.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something, right?
Seriously, Rowan is the Small kindest, step. Sweetest person.
Cutest.
The cutest I have ever met. I don't know if he wants me calling him cute anymore now that he's 8.
All right, handsome.
But if you want to keep
still
track of...
Cute.
He still is cute. But if you want to keep track of his story... you guys have a blog going. It's called rowanstory.blogspot.com. And we'll put a link up at Kid Nation, because he's helped us so much with kids, even after you guys went on the trip. And I really want to let you know that your son is a hero to me.
He's a blessing.
Well. He's a blessing. I'm glad to know you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Puts everything in perspective. Puts everything into perspective.
And he's resting. He's not on the phone with us right now because he had some procedures done, and he's resting right now. Right, Carrie?
Yes. He was there all day yesterday, so he's pretty wiped out.
Well, when he wakes up, you give him a hug for us, okay, Carrie?
You tell him soldiers have to get up.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
He's in the military now.
Oh,
soldiers
so
have to get up.
He looks so cute in his little military outfit.
Did you hear him, too? He goes, I just want to help people. You talk to Rowan. That's all he says.
He already is. You let him know he's already helping people.
Well, you have great children, Carrie. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
I love you guys.
You too. Bye.
Just that conversation helps me. I mean, you know.
8 years old, going through all that, and still thinks of other people.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there wondering how I'm going to pay my dinner. No, like I want a coupon.
Yeah. puts things into perspective.
Oh,
man.
We wish him the best. Yep. Did you guys see this Amazon.com unveiled the dash button?
Unveiled.
Did they unveil it?
I'm sorry, unveiled.
This thing's super cool.
I love this.
So basically what this entails is you get this button. It's a Bluetooth. It connects to your phone and your bank account.
Yeah.
And you can put it around your house. So if,
doorbell almost.
Yeah, it's almost like the easy button almost.
Yeah.
So if you're running, we always run low on detergent. And you get to the bottom of it.
It's always when you're finally doing your laundry and you're like,
exactly.
Oh, I should have gone to the store.
Yeah.
You're already in cleanup mode, but now you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So you can have one of these. You can get the Tide button, the dash button for Tide. Put it right on your
laundry. Your washing machine.
Wherever,
And as soon as you notice that you're getting low, just hit the button. It'll send the signal to your phone. It'll order it with Amazon. And it'll show up in the next couple of days.
I love this.
They have
many buttons? I mean, come on.
Yeah, they have like, is it 2,500 products or something like that?
255.
Okay.
And it's a lot of the, I actually for the first time a couple weeks back ordered paper towels and toilet paper on Amazon.
Yeah.
You should have seen how giant the box is. I mean, I won't have to get toilet paper for 2 years, but bulky things like that.
Right.
You know, because those things are a pain to go to the store and load up on those big items. Detergent, household cleaners, toilet paper,
but
paper towels.
Are the prices comparable to what it would be if you went to the store? Is it marked up a lot?
I mean, I'm not a Sam's Club member, and so the way I bought it in bulk, it's probably going to be a little more expensive because I'm not a member of Sam's, but that's the amount that I got. But
I just think these buttons placed all around your house is just kind of...
It makes it look futuristic.
I mean, come on. How hard is it to get your phone out and just order it? Why do you have to have these buttons for individual products?
They're making us lazy, Kelly.
I know. It's just too much. They're making us lazy. Too much convenience.
You know, just pin a button and let me work out.
So I'm going to have to have a button for Diet Pepsi, and I'll keep it next to my pantry. Am I going to have a button in my pantry for every item that I use so I can just push the button as I need
it? Well, I guess in the future, and this is just me talking, in the future, you'll have like an iPad that has all of your products on there. You can just go, just mount it.
That makes more sense.
Whatever.
Is one but centrally located iPad you just go add to. I get that, but these individual buttons placed in the house is kind of stupid.
Well, this is more for the stuff you desperately need. Like if you're a coffee addict and you run and you have one of those Keurig machines and you run out of your Keurig, that ruins your day from the get go. But if you have this button and you see the like 2 days prior to running out, oh, I have two left. Let me hit the button. It just takes care of it for you. I know it's lazy.
They're making us lazy.
I know it's lazy.
I said this years ago about the cruise control. How much energy does it take to move your foot?
It's not
like
about
this?
That. It's about but not speeding to work. When you have to be at work like I do and you got pulled over for speeding, you set it and so you don't have to think about
just
it anymore.
Lazy buttons.
That's not lazy buttons.
That's not lazy.
That's not wanting to get a speeding ticket button.
And your shin gets that cramp
it
going
does.
If you're driving
doing
too long.
If you're doing cross country, it starts hurting.
That's bad example, Al.
Well, thank you.
Once again.
Yeah, I messed it up again.
Man, I want that.
It's making us lazy. Though.
I want one for like, you know, if you have kids, for diapers. Boom.
Yeah, they have it. So far, there are dash buttons. People were speculating this was an April Fool's prank just because they released this yesterday. But it's the dash button, and they said so far they have buttons for coffee, detergent, razors, toilet paper, diapers, wipes, juice, dog food, trash bags, macaroni and cheese, and napkins.
I want them all.
And about 200 other things.
I want all the buttons. I want them all.
Just line them up right there.
All 255, just, whatever they have.
Just go around your house and start pressing. See, what's going to happen is you have to keep these above the height for your kid.
No,
your kid will start hitting
these
buttons.
They have it built in.
Oh,
you have a 30-minute window to cancel, and once you've hit it once within a certain amount of time, it doesn't matter if a pet, if the dog hits it because he wants more food, or if a toddler hits it will only process the order once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart. Now, speaking of April Fool's jokes, because this is not... people started throwing out the selfie shoe picture yesterday.
That. What?
It's
you
a selfie,
selfie shoe.
No, I didn't see it.
It's a picture of this girl. It's you can basically put your phone into this shoe. They look like those boots.
Like
square-toed shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, you supposedly can put your iPhone in there and raise your leg up and it'll take a picture.
I mean, I was ready to move out of the country because
all
of
right,
this.
Well, that's...
Well, first of all, it's an April Fool's joke.
Yeah,
it's
but at
fake.
The same time, it's like, who's that flexible to get it that high up?
I don't know,
right?
I want to meet her.
I can't get my foot up to where my hand
right.
would go.
Uh-oh.
Kelly, can you do it? Kelly can do it.
Kelly can.
Jenna, can you take a selfie with your foot?
Well, I can't go towards the camera right now.
Well, don't go towards
scared.
The camera. We're not looking. Well, you're wearing shorts, Kelly. Jenna's wearing the shortest skirt she's worn in a few years because Scott Eastwood's coming up.
No, yeah, that's why. And I didn't shave my legs. Yeah, that's why. No, I can't do it.
Okay, now you can't.
And Jen, I'm kind of short.
I'm pretty flexible for a tall chick.
Oh, I could do it.
Yeah, dude. But the girl in the video is like an NFL cheerleader.
Oh, yeah.
Kick.
Yeah, we have audio
anyway,
from this.
Anyway, it's a prank.
Yeah,
it's
play it,
prank.
Shannon.
Getting that perfect photo is now more important than ever. Selfie sticks have helped get a better shot, but at the inconvenience of carrying it. At Ms. Moose, we understand the importance of looking great without giving up comfort. The selfie stick is a great solution to a problem, but in turn, it has created a new problem. This was the opportunity for Ms. Moose to create an even greater solution. Introducing the selfie shoes. No matter where you go, you'll always be camera ready. Just insert your phone into the port, raise it to the perfect angle, and click the internal button with the tap of your toe to take the photo.
It's on the toe.
Hey, speaking of selfie
thank God that's
though,
April Fool's. Yeah.
This is interesting because you know I love music festivals. So if you're planning on going to a music festival, Coachella's coming up, Lollapalooza's in Chicago later this summer. They have announced that selfie sticks will be banned.
Really?
From music festivals.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, well,
no
just
way.
Yeah, because everyone holds.
Everybody
it
would
up,
have one.
It's already
right.
annoying enough that everyone just
right.
records all the performances, but since selfie sticks allow you to stick it way up in the air, people it'll just be a whole crowd of sticks in the air,
and people getting hit on the side of the head.
Yeah, so they've announced that like in the fine print if you buy tickets to go to Coachella and Lollapalooza are the two that have jumped on board to this. Yeah, so any kind of GoPro attachments, sticks, monopods. All those other things.
So
they said you're
going
to have to
shoe?
Do it the old-fashioned way.
So you better get that selfie shoe.
Or just enjoy the concert.
Right?
Just like enjoy it.
Watch
the
concert.
You noticed how you go to a concert, everybody's just watching their phone?
Yeah.
The video on their phone?
Yeah.
And you're not enjoying the actual live performance?
I know. It's like, watch the video later. You're there. Take a picture and then enjoy it.
That's why you're there, so you don't have to watch it. You know, on your phone or whatever.
Thanks,
Again,
Al.
There you go, Al. Excellent. Al contributing to conversations
today. That was a great one right there. I like that one.
Bad news, y'all. The world's oldest person died. She was 117 years old.
Now we got a new oldest person.
The Italian lady?
She was actually living in Japan. Masao Okawa celebrated her 117th birthday less than a month ago. So I guess that's what she was sticking around for. She died early Wednesday in Japan. She was born March 5th, 1898.
Wow.
So she saw the turn of the century three times.
Is she the last 1800s person?
I think so,
yeah, right?
Probably.
I believe so.
Because the other one was 114, the Italian woman, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Landon, I'm sick. I have leukemia.
No. You're 18. You're perfect.
No. I found out 2 years ago. I've stopped responding to treatments.
I lost you once. I think I could do it again if I thought it's what you really wanted. But don't you take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
You need to make him understand that his riding days are over.
I know how hard it must be to give up that whole part of your life. You're kidding, right? You have to quit. You have to.
I can't.
This is what I do.
What if I never even see you because we both want to stay?
This is what I do.
That is a clip from The Longest Ride, which is in theaters next Friday. Now, we're waiting on Scott Eastwood, Britt Robertson, and Nicholas Sparks.
All right, y'all got to forgive me.
We're
on Kid TV, and I got to figure out the best angle
of my thigh.
I don't
know how to sit. I didn't know we were going to be sitting.
Just be yourself. You're fine.
I am myself, but I don't want my thighs to be themselves.
I'm trying to.
I got to figure out.
So what? You got to get it going before they get in here?
I got to figure out the pretty angle.
You guys don't understand as a girl how hard it is to learn how to
stand.
Well, just stand up.
Yeah, can we
just stand? I'm just standing.
You can't stand, then you're going to block one of the chairs.
Oh.
That's going to be very awkward, Kelly.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I shouldn't have worn this outfit.
You look fine.
Enough about me.
You look perfectly fine.
You look fine.
You good?
Yeah, no one's going to be looking at you on Kid TV.
You look fine.
Now, I'm sure you've heard the name Nicholas Sparks before. He's written The Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Dear John, A Walk to Remember, which made me cry every time I watched it. I really did. My roommate caught me. My roommate caught me crying one time when we were watching A Walk to Remember. And he also
alone in college.
Anyway, yeah, we were in college. It's pretty embarrassing, actually.
Yeah.
It's not my finest moment.
But that's the kind of stories Nicholas Sparks writes. He gets you.
Yeah, and I love that he always sets them in the Carolinas for obvious reasons.
Why not?
Well,
like
because
what?
I'm from South Carolina, JC.
No, I know.
Do you remember that?
I don't think he thinks of you.
So he doesn't.
I don't think he does, but I mean, it's just really such a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
And romantic.
Now, he wrote The Longest Ride. Jenna, you went and watched the movie.
Yes, I went to a special screening last night since we had the guests coming in to see the movie. And, oh my gosh. This is the thing. I'm trying to be kind of emotionally cold lately. You know, like I'm in one of those somewhat heartbroken places where I don't like watching emotional stuff. And I knew going in, I'm like, okay, Jenna, you got to lock down the tears in this screening.
A lot of napkins from the concession stand just in case.
Yeah.
No, I was gonna tough through it. But gosh, there's always that story integrated into some of his books.
It hits close to home.
With the older, you know, the flashbacks and the older romance.
Right.
And when there's old people involved and old love.
Old love.
Like old love that's lasted forever. Uh-oh. That's what gets me. Yeah.
We've got
movement out there. All right.
We've got people.
We got people.
Hi. They're walking in. Hi.
Hey, I know. We're just throwing you right in because you walked in. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey, Britt.
I'm Hug
Kelly.
It out, brother.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Britt.
Hi, Britt.
Thank
Jenna.
You.
Hi.
We get to go introductions while we're on the air.
I'll give you the play-by-play. They just walked in.
Oh, I just got a cheek kiss from Mr. Nicholas Sparks.
Have a seat, you guys.
Sorry, we had to start the break. We were waiting on you guys to come
down. No, but don't worry about it. We were doing that's well, just so the, happy
the
you're
break,
here.
The break started with us trying to figure out how Kelly should
my best
sit
angle
with her legs
and these thighs.
Like,
yeah.
Any tips on that, Britt?
Oh, no.
Well, having 22-year-old thighs probably helps.
Well,
or
I'm super short, so I can never, I can't touch the floor.
You have to talk into the microphone.
are we live now?
Yeah, we are.
Sorry.
We're so live
no,
right now?
That's okay.
Yeah, we are live. Welcome.
Yes, I'm short, so I never have that problem. I just try and find those little... The I don't know what that is.
Honey, just keep eating right and doing thigh lifts.
Okay.
Pay off later.
Thanks. Good advice.
Stay 22. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
By the way, Britt, Kelly's a fellow South Carolina girl.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
I'm from Florence, though.
Oh, Florence. Wait, I thought that was Georgia.
Mm-mm,
no,
Florence,
I guess
South
not.
Carolina, yeah.
Oh, okay. See what I know about South Carolina.
That's all right.
Oh, my God.
Well, you grew up in Charleston?
No, I wish
okay,
I grew
well,
up
this
in
is
Charleston.
What the, okay, this is what we were told, is you were raised in Charleston, South Carolina, so that's wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, let's play truth or false.
And began acting at the Greenville Little Theater in South Carolina.
True.
Okay.
True. Yes, that's where I lived, Greenville.
Okay, let's play with Scott Eastwood now. I haven't seen you since you were working out shirtless in Hollywood. Yes,
wait,
sir.
Wait, you were there and saw
he's
him?
No,
I
jokes
just,
this morning.
I saw the pictures. Scott.
He gives Google image alerts
for you, Scott. Nice.
Yeah, soft stalking me on Google.
And I follow you on Twitter. It's all there. You were in Gran Torino and Fury.
Uh-huh.
That is true. Okay. Did you really just announced a secret role in Suicide Squad?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's not much of a secret now.
No, it's not.
They've revealed what character you're playing, though, right? Because that was under wraps for a minute.
No, I'm not allowed to talk about any of that nonsense.
Really?
So you're in it, you just can't say what?
Yeah. Yeah. Working with David Ayer again. So it's good to be back.
Who's David Ayer?
David Ayer is the director of Fury.
Oh.
He also who directed End of Watch and
great
wrote
movie,
movies
way.
Like Training Day and
wow.
Fast and the Furious. A lot of people don't know that about David.
That's some good cred. Yeah, I went alone to see Fury, actually. I loved it. I also went alone to the screening last night. I missed you guys. I heard you were there for a Q&A after.
We were.
Yeah.
It went well.
Did you sit in the theater for the screening? Were you there or do you just roll in?
We just got off a plane, so we went from the plane to the theater and into the Q&A, so we didn't get to see any of it.
But you got
to
be curious sometimes to sit in there and see how the crowd reacts. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to see. It's dark, right? You can't really...
You can hear the...
Yeah. But usually that would have come a little bit earlier in the film because there's a couple of very moving moments.
Yeah.
You know, something about a painting being delivered and... Someone passing away and that kind of thing.
Now that voice you hear right there is Nicholas Sparks. Yeah. He's
the man that made this all happen.
The man that's made many a man cry. Not just the ladies.
JC was just telling us about how he cried alone during college watching A Walk to Remember.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you this, Nicholas, because I was watching A Walk to Remember one time in college. I thought my roommates were in class, and my roommate walks in. I'm in the middle of the scene where she's telling him she's sick. And I'm sitting there just boo-hooing just because I'm alone. And he's like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, this movie's just so sad.
It's okay. I cried in The Notebook,
so
too.
You did, too? Okay.
Well, who does?
Well, if you
who
didn't cry in The Notebook, is that a marker of success for you when it comes to your books going on screen when people start crying in the movie?
Well, it means it works,
yeah.
Right? It means it works emotionally, and that's what you try to do. I mean, you wouldn't cry if you didn't care about the characters.
Right.
So I think it goes to the actors and how well they did, the director. It shows that the film worked, and that's what you want most of all because that's what people remember is whether a film really works.
So when you write the book, do you also write the screenplay for the movies?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. And do you have any say-so in the casting? So did you have anything to do with
our
lovely people here today?
How'd you find Scott?
Britt was first.
Okay, Britt first. Sorry, Scott.
Do you think that was the harder role to cast, the right girl?
No, it was... I don't know why we decided to go with casting. Excuse me.
That's all right. You need some water? Someone get Mr. Sparks.
I don't know why we... It's just sometimes you have to start with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started with Britt, and she came in, and you knew very soon... that she would be perfect for the role because we're looking for someone who could pass for a college senior because that's one of my pet peeves. I don't like people who, you know, they're 28 years old and they're pretending they're 16.
It's like Dawson's Creek. Yeah.
The 90210 rule, basically.
Right. So I wanted her, and she's around that age, so she can pull that off. But then you wanted someone with a real depth and real professionalism because this is an art history major, someone who's really wants to work in a world that's very sophisticated, and she had that too.
I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you, though.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Why do you craft these male characters that do not exist in real life? I'm sorry, Scott. I have never met a guy. I mean, and I've tried to do some dating. I just turned 30.
She's a little rebound.
Heartbroken right now. Yeah.
Rebounding.
But I've never met a guy that looks like this and actually acts like his character in the movie.
Well, you know, I've been hanging out with him. I think he does that.
Let's honestly.
Britt, what do you think?
You play Luke Collins. What are the similarities between you and your character, Luke Collins, besides the looks?
He's a manly cowboy that also has like a heart of gold.
Right.
Like, what are the chances? Yeah.
Well, I think it's
good to be a gentleman. I'm not perfect by any means. You know, I have my moments and we're just constantly trying to grow as humans, right? I think that's the most important thing. As long as we're, you know, trying to be better, that's all you can go out and do.
See, perfect answer.
Oh, I thought that was a nice answer.
It was a nice answer.
He does exist, right?
I don't know him well enough, to totally judge that. Yeah.
I have to tell you this, Nicholas Sparks. I've been on the show for about 20 years. My sister has never called me about a guest that we've had on the show.
Yeah.
My sister flew in, changed her flight, flew in from
and
San Francisco.
And wore her
Francisco,
best Easter hat.
Wore her Easter hat on the plane.
Jeez.
I love this. This is great.
Seriously, never come in for a celebrity guest.
In 20 years. Yeah. Never.
But she said,
you've got groupies. That's got to be unusual for an author to have. I mean, I would think that's pretty rare for an author to have groupies.
There are those who have their followings, right? Yeah. And I tend to have people, they enjoy the novels. And it's always great. I'm very honored, flattered. You know, it's kind of surreal to me. I go to signings and, you know, I'm always excited that people are there. I mean, my first signing tour for The Notebook, I went to a signing in Miami and there was one person. I was there for an hour and a half. You know how lonely it is sitting at the table, people walking by.
We do, actually.
Before you really were hitting it big, though.
Yeah, and then the same thing. I was like, that had to be a fluke. So I go to San Francisco. I also sold just one book, and I had to talk the guy into it. I literally had to do the hard used car salesman pitch to get him to buy it. I'm like, look, I'll write a yearbook entry in this thing if you buy this.
That's funny.
Is that funny, right?
Look how far you come. You were people's sexiest author.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you still have a record at Notre Dame for track and field?
I do, yeah.
What event?
The last remaining record that I hold is the 4x8. I'm a member of the 4x800 meter relay team. So we set that at the Drake Relays.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Dang.
Not that long. I've only held the record there for 31 years
university. You could run that while reading.
Yeah.
Then you got something. Would you date a girl that doesn't like books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that question.
Yeah. I don't know if I could marry such a girl, but I could date,
if she has
date
her,
such a girl.
Her match profile. Don't really get into the reading
I like
much.
Magazines. Yeah.
But she's smoking hot, though.
Yeah, right.
We're chatting with Scott Eastwood, Britt Robertson, and Nicholas Sparks. Did you read the book when you were getting approached to play the role?
Yeah, I read the book.
You did.
It's you know, Nick will tell you that, you know, books and screenplays are very different, but, you know, as an actor, you try to get as much information as you can, and then, you know, make the decisions in the screenplay of, you know, what you want to do and what you want to fight for when you're film's a collaboration,
yeah.
Right? So you got director, you got producers, you got people like Nick Sparks, you got people at studio, all have their opinion about what they want in the film or don't. And, you know, then you have an actor who has their opinion.
And I think I read correctly. I might have read incorrectly. I don't know what
to say.
We'll
find out right now. We have
a moment. But you didn't even ride a horse until after filming had completed. Was that right?
Or a bull.
A bull. Yeah.
A bull. Yeah, no, I got on and off on the bulls. But, you know, Fox didn't want me to, you know, die. And the insurance would not allow me to ride a bull. They said absolutely no way.
But you wanted to do it just to like
I just had too much respect for these PBR guys, and they're all real dudes, and I was such a big fan of the sport, and it was a bucket list thing for me. So I said, I'm not going to go around and promote a film that I rode a bull or, you know, be a bull rider that I never
and it's
even done it once.
A friend, that was his, my friend's bucket list was to ride a bull. First time out, the bull stepped on his chest. He almost died. So, I mean, that's really,
it's
a life.
I almost
got stepped on. Yeah, no, I came about 6 inches from stepping on my face.
Oh.
The video actually we have, and we're going to put it on Jimmy Fallon when I do Jimmy Fallon next week.
That's plugged.
That's your money maker. Don't be messing with that.
How long did you last on the bull?
About 2.5 seconds.
Enough. That's longer than you had.
Shout out.
Well, there is a scene in the movie where this is how they kind of like integrate the storylines with the, because you always get me crying when there's old people involved.
Yeah, old love and sweet love.
But where they're on a first date and they see, you know, a guardrail's busted. And so, of course, your character goes down there to, do a hero moment, investigate, and, you know, pulls a old man from a car. Spoiler alert.
It's all right.
But that's how they meet this older couple in the story. But anyways, in real life, have you ever had one of those hero moments?
Not anything like that. There's been some people, you know, I'm a big surfer. Yeah. I grew up a big surfer, and you know, I've been out some big days where people have been not as strong as swimmers, and you know, so you've been able to sort of give back and say,
you gotta wait till somebody has their cell phone
out next time. Yeah, I know. You gotta do the Tom Cruise thing. Like, film this. Yeah.
now, real quick, we're gonna have to give away some money right now.
Oh,
is that time?
Money. Are you guys willing to stay through the break and keep chatting with us? Because we got to get into Britt's secret talent that everybody keeps talking about.
No.
We got to talk about the shower scenes that Scott enjoyed so much.
Yeah.
And I want to see what Nicholas Sparks would cast us in. You know, I would like to see, just through talking, you know, 20 minutes with us, what you would cast us in. But real quick, we want to play Beat the Bank, your chance at winning up to $1,000. It's coming up next. If you want to be a contestant, be calling number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT.
More with Scott Eastwood, Britt Robertson, and Nicholas Sparks. And up to $1,000 next on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Before we launch into Beat the Bank, we have guests in studio. We have Britt Robertson.
Hello.
We have Scott Eastwood.
Howdy.
And Nicholas Sparks.
Hello, hello.
The tear maker. The longest ride. Hits theaters on Friday, right?
Next Friday.
Yeah, no, not this Friday. Next Friday.
And I saw it last night.
I had to
leave the theater. I was a little weepy.
I know you were.
By myself.
But let's not weep. Let's smile, because we have Janelle Jobe on the phone with us right now. Hey, Janelle.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Say, hey.
What up, Janelle?
What up?
Yeah, you get to talk to celebrities and try to win some money, Janelle. How cool is that?
I know. And Nicholas Sparks is there, and I love your books, and I read all of them.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
my gosh,
you. I appreciate
that. I'm so
excited.
That.
All of them?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Well, my favorite is probably The Choice.
Ooh.
Hey, we just wrapped filming on The Choice. It'll be out next February as a film.
Oh my God. Starring whom in those roles?
Ben Walker and Teresa Palmer.
There you go. There you go.
Breaking news, maybe. I don't know if you announced it yet. But, Janelle, do you know how to play Beat the Bank?
I do. Yes.
Oh, you do? Well, I'm going to tell Nicholas, because I already told Britt and Scott. So I'm going to tell Nicholas real quick, okay?
Yeah, they're very interested.
Nicholas, basically, we're going to put her in a vault and the door's going to be closing.
Very slowly.
And dollar amounts are going to be thrown at her. When she hears one she likes, she yells, stop. And that's how much money she wins.
But
if it closes, how much she win, Kelly?
Nothing.
Nothing. You got that, Janelle?
And likes it.
No, you don't even have to like it. You're just getting nothing.
Okay. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank.
She missed rehearsal, yeah.
70.
Ooh.
120.
That's a nice
take
watch.
It. No. Shh.
190.
Oh, that's a cool hat. You get a cool
double
hat.
That in Vegas really easy. Yeah.
250.
Let's see, it's getting good.
It's a spa day.
330.
Oh, Janelle's holding strong. It's okay, Janelle.
430.
Okay. You could buy a nice puppy with that.
Oh, I know.
460.
Ooh.
No. Oh, no. Ah.
470.
Oh, my gosh.
It's nerve-wracking.
Oh, no!
No, that's the first time someone's been locked out, too.
Oh, no!
Janelle!
Oh,
Britt
tried to help you.
On that one, man. Oh.
I told
told you to take it. A little Brit- too early.
You wanted to stop
you
at like 70. Oh.
Janelle, I am so sorry.
Oh, Janelle.
That's okay.
At least you got to.
But at least you got to say hey to Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah. To Scott and to Brit.
Yeah. That's
I'll get
so
him to
cool.
send you a book, okay?
And how about this?
Yeah.
Janelle, we'll get you tickets to The Longest Ride next Friday, okay?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
And you get 2,000 bonus points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
good
great,
for nothing.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Janelle, hold on for us. We'll get your info and get you those tickets, okay? Oh, and the bonus
okay,
points.
Okay, thank you guys.
Oh, love
I'm
you,
so
girl.
Sorry.
Bye, Janelle.
Okay, love you guys. Have a great day.
All right.
You too. She still sounds happy. Crying. That's good.
Well, she got right. to talk to celebrities. If you didn't get in this time, we'll play an hour from now. Back to the interview.
Heartless.
Man.
She went for it.
She went for it.
She did.
Sometimes you got to gamble. It's one you didn't have before, you know? Now,
always bet on black, dude.
I don't think that was an option.
I don't know what that means right here. But.
Speaking of the longest ride, everybody's talking about the shower scene, Scott.
Uh-huh. Was there riding involved?
Huh? In the shower?
You said the longest ride.
Yeah. Well, the shower scenes are what people seem to be talking about.
Yeah, it's a double meaning.
There was an extended. Were you guys in the shower for days?
Yeah.
Sure, but it's like, that's a little overrated that long. You get all wrinkly. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you get ready for a shower scene?
You get naked first, and then you jump in the shower. They turn the water on, and what did we just start making out? That was pretty much it.
Sounds real romantic.
Yeah, it's very romantic.
Acting is so awkward, isn't it?
Absolutely. Scott didn't find it too awkward.
I like taking showers with beautiful women.
Yeah, and they pay you on top of that. Yeah. Golly.
Like, what do you do when you're just sitting there in between takes? Is the shower still running?
He's right really concerned about the water.
Yeah. He wants
I want to
know.
Make sure. You know,
I don't know what body wash we use. I'll get back to you on that.
Cucumber melon is the best.
I prefer mango.
Yeah.
I think after the shower, I remember during in between takes, and then after we finished the scene, they brought in like an extra water bucket just so we could have warm water because it was pretty cold throughout. And
I'm sorry, Scott.
Oh my, cold
should
water
be saying sorry for me.
You got to hook Scott up with some like Speedos or something.
Yeah.
Come on, Nicholas.
No, we as a producer, we're tough. We're like, we need this to look real and legit.
Scott, everybody can see your
They show it? They don't show it. It's PG-13,
isn't
it? I
never referred to it as my Eastwood, but I think I might steal that.
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah. Speaking of special talent.
Oh, boy.
Britt, I know you're getting this a lot because you threw it out there.
No, Scott threw it out there. He threw me under the bus is what happened.
I don't know. What's Britt's secret talent, Scott?
Well, she can rap.
Now, is it freestyle or do you just rap like Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea lyrics, or do you do your own thing?
I do my own raps, but it's not freestyle. I cannot freestyle. I'm not that good. But mm-hmm. I write my own raps and stuff, and I do it for like, but only you know people I love. Not that I don't love you guys, because we've become quite close in this last 10 minutes. Let me tell you. But you know, like for family and friends, birthdays, holidays. It's like
awesome.
You know,
well, it's awkward to freestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I come up with words that don't exist. People don't know what I'm talking about. It's just not a good idea with freestyle.
Well, Al happens to be a very good freestyler.
Al is not a freestyler. Britt, let the black fool you.
Britt, if you drop a beat for Al, he will freestyle
no,
for you.
No, don't do that.
This our audience.
He breaks all black stereotypes.
Years and years of disappointment with me.
Oh, that's so sad.
I disappoint black people on a daily basis. Aww. I really do.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I mean, there's Kid Cudi. I think Kid Cudi, like, from back in the, like, 90s, you know, that was, like, my jam.
It's Kid Cudi.
Who else? I love Nicki Minaj's new album. I rock out to that all the time. When we were shooting, it was Iggy Azalea. So I try to switch it up, you know.
Now, Scott, do you have a favorite act out there right now? Who do you listen to the most?
Who do I listen to? You know, I'm kind of a classic guy. I like bands like the Eagles.
Old school stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, my musical taste sort of is all over the board. I like soul and funk and blues. And then I like everything to pop culture stuff, you know.
You'll sing some Taylor Swift in the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course. Shaming that.
One Direction. That. Get down a little One Direction.
Yeah, get down with it all. Sure.
Is your dad in your favorite movie of all time? Like, I wanted to ask what your favorite Clint Eastwood movie was.
Yeah,
but rather than ask that.
He's in my top three. He's in my top three. He's made the top three list.
What are the top three?
What is your
favorite? Top three all-time movies.
Do not say Citizen Kane.
That's a terrible movie.
Braveheart.
Yes.
Dad wasn't in that.
Unforgiven.
Okay.
And Forrest Gump.
Okay.
How do you feel about that, Nicholas Sparks?
I think that's a great list.
What's your favorite? What's your all-time list, since you create some of the best movies out there?
Let's see.
You can name your own, by the way, if you
want.
It's okay.
We try. You know, I'm going to go with, I think, something that did a really good job. It was a trilogy. I'm going to do the Toy Story trilogy.
I know, and they're getting ready to come out with the fourth one.
Right.
What?
Did you cry in Toy Story 3, Nicholas?
Yes, last time I cried in a movie.
It was scary.
Yeah.
We were sobbing.
I mean, I know. It was just the first time it came out, Toy Story. It was the first movie that my oldest son was able to watch and kind of watch and see and understand what's going on the screen. And then Toy Story 3 comes out and Andy's leaving and my son's heading off to college.
Wrong
timing.
I'm telling you.
Wrong
timing.
It was rough.
Personal connection.
Here's a tip. You're going to New York, I think you said, next week. I don't know if the three of you are going.
Those
we
two.
Are.
Stay away from Times Square. Some of the characters are out there in Times Square.
Scary and dirty.
And they are scary and stinky.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Woody's special.
Thank you.
Like Hollywood Boulevard, similar situation.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
That costume.
Like that.
But even scarier.
Oh, my God.
Now, Nicholas, you, I'm not going to dig too much in your personal life, but all the books you've written, you've been married, right? And so now you're separated. And are you working on a new novel? Is that going to affect your storytelling, do you think, from this point on?
I am working on two novels. And like I said, just wrapped on a film. We have another film starting. So, no. I mean,
you don't use your personal stories, or is it really just completely outside of yourself when you're writing?
I think that in the end, I don't even know where writing comes from, to be quite frank. You know, I sit there and I don't know. I mean, I wish I understood the process better than I do. It's a question that everyone wants to know. I don't.
How do you do what you do and you can't explain
it? I can't explain it.
Where does
right?
your affinity for love letters come from? Because that seems to be kind of a prevailing thing in a lot of
your
books.
Yeah, I love to receive a letter and I love to write a letter. And so
I bet you write the best love letters.
I do. I do.
I bet.
You should do that as a service.
In fact, those original letters in the notebook were taken in part from letters that I'd written to my wife.
I want you so bad right now.
This guy.
Have you ever written completely, like, have you just gone off just maybe for fun and done like a sci-fi or a war, brutal, ugly novel?
My first novel at 19 was a horror novel. Mm-hmm. So I did that and I've written some original scripts. I haven't offered them all. I've probably got a file of about 6 or 7, and none are love stories. So they're thriller, there's an adventure, there's a horror, and a supernatural.
Wow.
Cool. It's always been my dream to be, I'm not an actor, but to be in a, to die in a horror film. I want to be in a horror love Nicholas
Maybe
Sparks
movie.
Maybe
we can make it happen. The love horror story.
I like it. We got to wrap up. They got to go, but we got
to
do that.
Okay. You've spent enough time with us to get to know us,
yes,
Nicholas Sparks.
Yes.
And if you were to cast some actors in your next movie, and we're the
or
only
any of your past movies.
Or in the past
yeah,
movies.
That's better right. for us to relate
we're
to.
We're the last remaining people on Earth.
You have to use us.
So
you can't use Scott Eastwood anymore. There's
right.
no Britt Robertson.
Done that.
There's only a Big Al, a Jenna, a Kelly, and a JC. What would you cast
All right, let's
us in?
Go. I'm going to say Dear John. Right?
For JC.
Oh, you could, right?
Dear Channing.
Channing Tatum.
Are you like going through puberty again right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Man crush Monday, huh?
You made his
I do like that he's comfortable with his man crushes yeah. at least. But.
And for you, I'm going to go with Knights and Rodanthe. I can see you looking into Richard Gere's eyes just right. And, you know.
Thank you.
I mean, I can see that.
Okay.
Based for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jenna? Make her that girl that dies in a while to remember.
Mandy Moore?
I don't want to be Pale Mandy Moore. I don't want to be Pale Mandy Moore.
No, I think based on what we... I'm going to go ahead and say Safe Haven.
Okay.
Oh, right?
Nice. All right.
There's
this
boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
Bad boy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to do that. And for you,
yes,
I'm
going to
go with the lucky one.
The lucky one.
Oh, okay.
A good Marine, All-American
yeah.
guy.
Do I save
the
day?
Marine. How you...
Do I save the day?
Officer and a gentleman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you saved.
You're a stud.
I've got no place else to go.
See?
I love it, right? Okay. I think that's it.
You were compared to Zac Efron right Zac, there, Al.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a...
He's like my favorite Zac.
I'm telling you, right? That's what I'd... I think that would be good.
Well, Nicholas Sparks, thank you so much for casting us in your movies.
Yes,
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
It was a pleasure.
My check in the
and thanks
though.
For casting Britt and Scott.
And Britt Robinson and Scott Eastwood, thank you so much for coming in. We wish you guys the best of luck with The Longest Ride.
Thank you.
In theaters next Friday. Make sure you go watch it. That's how we wrap the interview right there with that little sound.
How'd you like that went?
Was that pretty good?
Rate this. Yeah. I mean, you guys are doing this like every day. Rate our interview here, please. Yeah.
Rate your interviews.
How did we do? You guys are great. I mean, I always want to.
Nine?
Judge
still on
myself.
Here.
Yeah,
that
was a nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
Nine.
We'll take a nine.
It was a good eight energy. And a half. Solid eight and a half, nine.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, we've had some ones.
Oh, I bet. Ooh. Who was it?
Everybody give it up for Scott Britt and Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of love letters that Nicholas Sparks is so fond of, love letters to me is coming up next.
Yes, love letters to Kelly. So when you guys get in the car, listen to some awesome love advice from this
woman right
here.
The best bit on the show, love letters to Kelly.
It's me. Aww.
Who met her boyfriend on Tinder.
I did. You should do a novel on Tinder.
Oh, my
Scott,
God.
You were on Tinder.
I'm so
I saw
impressed.
That.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, someone's using my...
The catfish,
my picture
I
on
was
Tinder.
About to say, I've like never come across that
really
profile.
All right, stop swiping right on Scott. It's not really him on Tinder, everybody.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, that was a fun interview with Scott Eastwood and Britt Robertson and Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah.
It's always great when the guests are really cool. It just makes it so much easier, you know?
Seriously, Nicholas Sparks may be the nicest dude.
What's the name?
Yeah.
For how successful he is.
Because he's been living in North Carolina forever. He's got
keeps
manners.
Him grounded.
So you're telling me the Carolinas keep it real.
Carolinas have the best manners.
This
Carolinians
is South Carolina.
Do.
We do it in a different way. We are Southern
dang
people.
Right.
They've done studies on that, like Charleston, South Carolina, the politest city in the country.
Mm. When I fell down in New York and hit my head because I didn't pull my hands out of my pockets, who helped me? Two Southern dudes.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know if they're from the Carolinas. But
man, I couldn't even... look at Scott Eastwood for longer than like 2 seconds. I had to keep averting my gaze.
And who did she look at? Me.
I had to.
Yeah.
I couldn't look at him.
He just look at
sounds
me.
Like his dad.
His eyes are just like, oh my God, look at your eyes.
Yeah.
I just felt like I was going to say that if I kept looking at him.
Well, hopefully they're listening because Kelly's about to drop some love advice.
Yeah.
Because it's time for
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 19 and come from a home where my parents divorced when I was like 12. Neither of my parents dated until I was a senior in high school, and I never met any of the people they dated. Well, I still live at home with my mom and go to community college. She's been seeing this guy pretty seriously for a few months now, and he's been coming over on the weekends to hang. They sit on the couch, drink wine, watch movies, and, like, I've seen him make out a few times. It creeps me out.
I know.
But I can't be upset about it because my mom did everything right and waited until I was grown to bring a man home, and she has every right to find a partner and be happy. I still just can't get over it when I walk through the house and see her sitting there with someone other than my dad. Am I being immature thinking like this? How can I get over it already? My dad always ask me questions about them, so that's weird too. Help, Delaney.
Okay, it's not that you're being immature. It's a very natural emotion because this isn't your dad, and this is, you know, every kid keeps having that little secret wish that your parents get back together.
Sure.
So off and wrong for your father to be pumping you for information about it. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Their boundaries need to be set there. That's not fair to put you in the middle like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm so proud of you for the way you know your mom has done everything right and she deserves to have happiness and to be in a relationship. And I think you're handling, I mean, just all you can do is keep being nice and, you know, just accept your mom and love your mom through it and be appreciative of the way she handled it. And no, you're not being immature. But yeah, shut dad down. Don't let him be pumping you for information. That's not cool.
Yeah.
That's very immature on your father's part, not on your part.
Yeah. You don't get in the middle of that.
Dudes always want to know what their ex is doing.
Well, I would think if you're truly over someone, you don't care.
Sure.
I mean, if you're truly over.
That's the point.
Even if you're angry and mad, that means you still care.
Do you truly?
It's like when you really don't care.
Do you truly ever get over your ex-husband or wife, though?
We both had the same conversation.
Uh-huh.
As long as whoever you choose is good to Emma Kelly, that's all we can ask.
Sure.
You know, and so as long as whoever he chooses is good to Emma Kelly, as long as whoever I choose is good to Emma Kelly, we have no right to comment
exactly.
I can't believe you're dating her, you know.
Right.
That's all you can do.
Perfect.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I got a dog after we got married and bought a house.
That's been 7 months, and the dog still doesn't like him at all. Or should I say didn't? I went out of town over the weekend to come home on a Sunday and find that he had given the dog away. Oh, I am livid. Yeah. I love that dog, yeah, and he did it without talking to me about it.
Because he knew what you would say.
I'm besides myself and don't know how to handle this mess. Can you please help me, Brooke?
Well, Brooke, you're just going to have to suck this one up, honey.
That's a shame.
I mean, that's a shame.
That's
but
a shame.
When there's a dog causing that much drama and he knew he couldn't discuss it with you because he knew in his heart you're going to choose the dog over him. Isn't that sad that he knew that you were going to choose a new dog over how he feels about it? And dogs are wonderful things, but not every dog makes a great pet for a family, and this wasn't the right pet for your family.
I would trust the dog. You know, dogs always know.
That's
yeah,
not
maybe
fair.
He knows something's up.
The dog goes, dog be knowing.
Dog
That's
be knowing.
Not fair. I don't think it's cool from, you know, it's sad when somebody has to do something behind your back.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they can't discuss it with you. But perhaps he has been trying to discuss it with you, and he saw this was his only resort. Go back over the past few months. What has he said to you about the dog? You know, how it truly, I mean, if it's that much a displeasure, why would you want that much displeasure in your house? You want your house to be a home, a happy, safe haven to come home to. You look forward to going home,
yeah,
every day, not where he walks in the door and he hates that damn dog. You know, that's
yeah,
turmoil and strife in the marriage.
He should have replaced it.
No, that's not necessarily true. You could do that together. You could do that together. You can't, it's just like if your dog dies and somebody comes, the next day he comes home with a puppy. It's, you know, you can't do that.
Oh,
you need
well,
some
so
distance.
Mad if a guy got rid of my dog when I was out of town.
But see, no, yours is different. You've had your dog before your man. They just got the puppy together. It's a different.
Do you get the test drive dogs? Like you take them home for like a week and make sure that they like your house?
I do not think it makes you a bad human being if you realize this pet is not working for our family and our family's not working for this pet.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, fix it. It does not make you a bad human being. If you take home a dog, you have the best intentions, it's not working out. That dog needs a better home than we can provide. There's nothing wrong with that.
I had to do it. Remember, we had two dogs, mm-hmm, and my girl dog, Delilah, happened to get super jealous when we had my son.
Yeah.
To the point where I saw her snap at him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's it.
Boom. Out.
You cut. You're out of here.
Yeah. And I had a dog. Phoebe, we never talk about her because I had to give Phoebe to another home. Phoebe was destroying my home.
Yeah.
No matter, she had this passive, no, it's something in urination where if you went to pick her up,
spastic
something,
bladder.
If you went to pick her up, she would pee. If you called her, she'd pee. If you, anything, she'd pee. If you corrected her, she peed. She was destroying thousands of dollars. I'm not lying. I'm just like, I'm sorry. I don't care if that makes me the worst dogger in the world. I can't train this dog, so I gave her to someone who's better equipped for that.
Phoebe was pee-pee.
Am I a bad person? Maybe some people think
least,
I am.
At least we got the answer to that age-old question, who let the dog out?
And I can't believe you kept your dog after all the damage he's done.
But he's great now.
Oh,
how many?
Curtis?
I would love for you to one day do the dollar total on what that dog has cost you.
What was the last time Curtis ate something?
He it's been a while, honestly. Now, he did have his day. He tore up a pair of expensive shoes. He tore up my couch. He tore up some glasses.
Uh-huh.
He tore. Oh, now you're making me do
this
in my head.
Didn't he go into your wallet and grab the $100 bill out of
it? I don't know how he did that. Like, $100. Did that. And he blanked the stuffings out of one of his toys.
Uh-huh.
You know, my favorite. That's my favorite.
And then threw it off the balcony.
He humped it to death.
What a pimp!
He's like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Bye.
And he bit my flip-flops, chewed them all up. But now, he's great.
He's great?
He's great.
All right.
I still have to kind of change my behavior a little bit and not leave my shoes on the floor.
Yeah. Maybe it's your fault now. I'll blame yourself.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I love this letter.
Oh, good.
My husband put together what he called a romantic weekend for us and told me to come home a couple of Fridays ago and leave everything up to him.
Oh, how did he screw it up?
I did. And boy, was that a mistake. Apparently, my husband's idea for a romantic weekend is a fishing trip, complete with guided tour, putting worms on the hooks, taking fish off those hooks, and preparing the fish we caught to cook. So basically, we smelled like fish and sweat our entire romantic weekend.
And he loved every minute of that with you.
I tried to be a good sport, but I was ticked.
Well, get over it.
Seriously? It's like the man doesn't know me. Can a guy really be that selfishly stupid, or am I being too hard on him from Yolanda?
You're being too hard, Yolanda. I pray to God you're not making that man's life a living hell right now. He was really trying to do something that he loved with the woman he loves.
Yeah.
and you can just suck it up, yeah. and you don't have to do it every weekend. But man, when a man wants to get dirty and fish smelly with you, that's love.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's taking you on a trip that's typically a guy trip, and yep. he's including you.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you look at it like that.
Why are we on a mission to sabotage our relationships? Mm-hmm. We are.
Because we'll watch The Bachelor with you. We'll watch Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. We'll watch your TV shows.
You know why
you.
They put that little yellow chair in the fabric store? Because somewhere, somehow, that man went to the fabric store with his woman.
And sat there.
And sat there while you looked at fabric.
Oh, please get over that. I hope you're not made.
It's one day, one time. You
one
know?
Weekend.
Yeah.
You know how much he loved that? And men love bonding. That's why they do on these Bachelor and Bachelorette shows where they have people do all these adrenaline and bonding things. They, you know, with the when the men are the bachelors, they take them on the fishing yeah. trips. They take yeah. them hiking. They make them bungee yeah. jump because men, that's how they bond. We want Nicholas Sparks to sit there and read romantic poetry to us, and that's great. There is that man out there. This isn't your husband. He's showing you love right. in his language,
right.
and you're not accepting it.
And he probably felt so good about it. He said, I brought her into my world. I feel so much closer yeah. to her, and you're sitting there bashing him.
Oh, just be a good sport and shut up.
Ooh. There you have it.
I hope she. I pray that that's just to me, and she was just venting, and now she can let it go.
Now she knows. Yeah, she hopefully. Get over it. There you go. See, as you can tell, Kelly knows about relationships because of Tender Wolf. You know what I'm saying? He got it right.
Does he do that?
Does he help?
Every once in a while.
As a joke, he's done it once. I think. He's just cheating.
I think that needs to be his entrance now. Whenever everybody shows up to Kelly's birthday dinner. Oh.
He did change his Twitter handle to Timberwolf.
Yes!
He's embracing it.
Dude, I'm telling
you. He's like, why not?
He's going to get that as his car horn, his ringtone.
I hope you and him dress up as Little Red Riding Hood and Timberwolf for Halloween.
No, see, I don't do Halloween.
Oh, you will because you're
but
a couple now.
I got the little cape. We have the mask.
I have the mask.
It's subtle.
Oh, okay. It's subtle. I'll do the subtle one. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Yes. You can wear what Jenna wore.
Halloween
yeah,
is set.
Yeah, I got my dress. Yeah.
Kelly.
Look at me and Tenderwolf planning Halloween together already.
I do like
you'll be engaged
Halloween
by then.
Costumes.
You'll be engaged by then. My
That's
money's
right,
on
got,
September.
I thought you had August. You have September?
No, I have September.
I have August.
Oh, I'm going to pick out a date. Yeah. Hold on.
We just celebrated Kelly and Tenderwolf's 6-week anniversary. It was a beautiful occasion.
And we have a bet going on between the three of us
yeah.
when they're going to get engaged.
I can tell you exactly.
When?
September 12th.
The 12th, okay.
September, that's a Saturday night.
I hope
night.
It's not on September 13th. That would be my wedding anniversary.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah,
you picked the wrong month, buddy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't forget, it's April Fool's Day today.
Really?
April
it
Fool's
really
Day.
Are you kidding?
We don't like to play April Fool's jokes on
that.
People.
Yeah,
on
never day. Have, never will.
We save it for another day. Or at least I do. good TV.
Never any stopping, you know.
Yeah,
who's going
right?
to have the last
yeah.
one?
American Idol's on tonight. So is Survivor, Worlds Apart. And Kelly and I love this show, The Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear y'all talking about it. I'm going to have to check that
it's
out.
It's a great show. Haley Arantia, who plays Erica on the show, she... Maybe coming to our studio here in the next couple weeks or so.
Ooh, all right.
I'm hearing rumors. I'm hearing rumors about
okay.
that.
I heard a rumor.
Speaking of TV, the late night guys had some pretty funny jokes last night. Conan talked about Justin Bieber working with Kanye West on a new album.
Justin Bieber in the news. Justin Bieber announced he is working with Kanye West on a new album.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming out this fall. It's called Who Do You Hate More?
And Easter Sunday is on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Kimmel joked about how much money we Americans spend on Easter.
Easter is coming on Sunday. Americans are expected to spend $16.4 billion on Easter this year, which is just as Jesus would have wanted.
And he did a funny bit on the street. He had somebody go out on the street
mm-hmm.
with a microphone and said, "Don't talk into this mic and win $10. Guess what people did?
Excuse me. Don't talk into this mic and win $10.
Yeah, sure. Why not? What do you want me to do?
Don't talk into this mic and win $10. Do you understand? You got the rules of the game?
Well, just from what you described.
Oh, so close. I'm sorry. Don't talk into this mic and win $10.
What?
Excuse me. Don't talk into this mic and win $10. Do you want to play?
No, I gotta go.
Sorry, you just lost.
Oh.
So close. Don't talk into this mic and win $10.
Sorry, what's all getting to the mic?
Oh, sorry, you just lost. If you don't talk into the mic, you win $10. Do you want to try again?
Again, yeah.
Are you ready?
Something you just lost again. Sorry.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty cool.
That's the future of America.
Just
right there.
Silly.
Yeah, right. So silly.
Just
right.
Silly.
Is that pretty cool, Al?
I like that.
By the way, we're going to put up the interview we had with Nicholas Sparks, your boy, Scott Eastwood, and Britt Robertson. We'll have that up at kidnation.com soon. Sorry, Scott.
Who's
up
boy?
You're Jenna, I saw it.
I was feeling Nicholas more.
Okay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.